Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All righty then. Coming up here in a few minutes. Well, not a few minutes. It's 9:06 right now, but about 11:30, we'll be honoring all those fine folks from the Benton School District that don't get the attention they deserve, the bus drivers, the librarians, the cafeteria workers, the counselors.
You know what? This is a good music for them, too. This is them walking down the street.
I had the movies back. So do it again.
To talk about them.
Just say this is why we're honoring the folks who don't get honored: the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the nurses, the counselors. That's why we do this, because of what they give back and never get attention for it. Yeah, this is good. That's good. So good.
I know.
I had that as background the other night when I was working.
I know you did, because Christian sent me all the clips that he wants on the board for Tombstone, which is great. We'll have to wait till Zeta gets it done. But I can't give them to you off of what he said because it's TV quality, so we have to get it. But again, every word that Doc utters,
you hang on him.
Yeah. You hang on everyone, and where he goes, why, Ed Bailey.
Every word he says.
Are we
is
cross?
Great. Yeah.
And then, there. Now we can be friends again.
Do I like him, honey?
Look, honey.
I know I hate him.
Mr. Ringo is an educated man. Now I know I hate him.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Justin, are you there? Let's see if JM is there. JM, you there? Just gonna make sure before we sometimes JM. That's the lady. Yeah, so I was a little dog yesterday.
No. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm on the phone with my manager.
I didn't want to talk for a few minutes and you not be there, so I just want to make sure. Did you see that text? I know it was a busy day for you. Did you see that text yesterday that one of the deserving dozen had said about he told the
superintendent? Yes, that was cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, was it a custodian, or am I making that up?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention. I don't want to call him out or call her out or whoever said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. It's just one of those things to where it was just an illustration of why we do it. It's just that they don't get that kind of recognition.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Cool to do that.
I'll be back in just a second. Just let me hang up with him.
Okay, you bet. All right, Roger, I think we need to bring in more appropriate music. We talked about the Razorbacks playing softball at 4:30 against Fordham at Bogle Park, and then we got the Razorbacks playing Kentucky at 5:30. And so might as well go ahead and use the appropriate song since we're going to be talking to some Razorback royalty here in just a second.
Yes.
Maybe we won't.
No, we will.
There we go. Mama. Go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to our buddy Marty Burlesworth, who is the brother of the late Brandon Burlesworth of the Burlesworth Foundation, the Burlesworth Trophy, doing great things for kids across the country. And Marty's one of the good guys. And the movie Greater that I'm a part of. Small little role in that.
Yes, you are.
Marty Burlesworth, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, it's that time of year for you. You're calling because it's camp time. It's Burlesworth camp time. How many years now for the camps have you been doing this?
26 years.
Wow. Is that right? How many years for the Burlesworth Trophy?
I see. We'll be going on 16.
Man, that is crazy. That is crazy, Marty. That is nuts. I cannot believe it's been 16 years. Well,
I know it. And I got an email yesterday from our friends at the Colts, our 2024 winner, Bryce Betcher from Oregon, was drafted by the Colts, and they'd done their research and saw that that he'd won the trophy. So we always get there for a game every year and get some photos of us together pregame. The Colts and just real good people there. But they got a good one when they drafted Bryce, and they're really gonna love him.
Well, of course, Brandon, that's who he played for before his untimely death. Was he didn't get a chance to really play. He got a chance to practice with him. Was the Colts. So I'm sure that connection made it even more special, too.
Yeah, and really cool thing that just was so awesome was before the draft, Bryce contacted us, and we never really had this happen before, but invited us out to Oregon, wanted to fly us out to Oregon for his draft party.
Oh,
we weren't
cool.
able to go, but what a great gesture. You know, that just first-class young man right there all the way.
So of the 16 winners, Baker Mayfield won it, did he win it twice or three times? He won it twice, right? With finalists three
won
times.
Won it twice,
Who else has been your most successful pro player who won it? For those that don't know, the Burlsworth Trophy goes to the best player in America, college football in America, that started his career as a walk-on. He may have earned a scholarship later, but started his career as a walk-on. Who besides is the receiver from Clemson probably, right? The best, most successful?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hunter Renfro.
Okay, yeah.
Receiver from Clemson, you know, the well-known for catching the winning touchdown pass against Alabama.
Yeah.
In the closing seconds, you know, I think in the 2016, maybe, national championship.
Yeah.
I think I have that right. But, and then, you know, we've had some pretty high-profile winners. Stetson Bennett was a two-time finalist.
Oh, yeah.
But he won it, so won it once, but as a finalist twice. And then, Grant Morgan.
Grant Morgan.
I forgot about
that's
that.
Right.
Yes. Because Grant was the first hog, right?
First and only hog.
Yeah.
Now,
first and only, yep.
Now, Roger, you know, one of the things that, do you know what, Marty, then we talked about this, if Roger remembers, if he talks through this, what is the concern now with the Burlsworth folks and the foundation and the trophy?
What is the concern?
Concern for college football.
What is the concern for
how it affects them?
How does the NIL?
Well, there are not going to be any more the walk-on programs going away. Everybody gets a scholarship. They're not the way it works now. So they're not getting the way it looks now. Marty, as I hadn't talked to you lately, is that at some point you're going to have what I forget what the number is of athletes you can have, and everybody gets paid. Everybody gets a scholarship though. But it sounds like there's a lot of coaches that are pushing back, Marty, and they've got to figure out some way to.
Well, yeah. But still, isn't there a player gone after?
No, everybody on that roster has a full scholarship and has a at least that's the latest that we've heard, right, Marty? Everybody is covered.
Okay, but so there's a guy that wants to play and he's good enough.
No spot.
A coach is not going to say, "All right, we don't have a spot for you." No money or scholarship, but you can walk on.
Yeah, right, Marty?
Yeah, it's roster limits is the biggest thing. You know, there's roster limits now. I think it's 105, and it used to be
20 to 30 walk-ons in addition to the roster. Now they go, nope, you got whatever Marty just said, 105 or whatever. But you also have heard coaches push back about that, going, man, we hate to give up that
big
program,
time.
You know. So you, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen with that?
Well, I mean, hopefully people come to their senses and realize that this is a bad move, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what should happen. I mean, I know the coaches are pushing back on it hard. And I absolutely do not think it's good for college football at all because, you know, these are the guys, these walk-ons, these are the guys that game means the most to.
Yes, exactly.
And, are willing to sacrifice.
That's exactly
to be
right.
Be a part of it.
Yeah, you're not spoiled. You're not having to be coddled. As Coach, not to use Coach Sand, he didn't say that, but Coach Pittman did say he's got to recruit these guys. He's got to go out and talk to them and try to get them to stay every day and make sure everything's okay so they don't leave and all that. But the walk-on, he's got the eye of the tiger. He's wanting to go out there, and he's going to be a beast, and you're losing. You're taking the beast away.
Yeah, and you know, and I can the walk-on can just affect the culture of a team.
Yes.
When the guys are highly recruited, five-star, four-star athletes, see this guy, you know, busting his tail every day. He's there, you know, he shows up before anybody. He's, you know, when we leave the weight room, he's still in there. You know, that's got to, you know, have an effect on a team. And so,
100%.
You know, if you take that away, it's just not a good thing. But
well,
we will, as David knows, we've talked about it, you know, the trophy will adjust if adjustments are not made. We're talking about a few things that we can do that will still be very relevant. But, you know, hope is that they'll come, not people that are in to make those decisions at the highest level will come to the census and they'll bring back the walk-on.
Well, the thing in that is the that some of your brother's teammates can be the one that come to the podium and speak about that. And there's a great scene in the movie Rudy where everybody's giving their jersey up because they see, so they can see, to your point, of what the culture building that kid that comes on there and works his ass off to earn a spot has. That's just, we're losing that.
Yeah, it's absolutely, Roger. It's just, you know, that's and that's a big thing to lose.
You bet it is.
The good thing is, you know, they're still up for the trophy. You know, as David knows, you know, we still have walk-ons that were our former walk-ons. I mean, most of our finalists, I mean, most of our nominees, period, every year, they're not still walk-ons. They're former walk-ons. They've earned their scholarship.
Right. That's why
they're nominated. So,
by the way, hard to believe, lost Brandon April 28th, 1999. So,
golly, that was 99?
Yeah, how about that?
That's just past that.
So, I mean, yeah, Brandon, we've mentioned it before. He would have played and probably have retired long ago.
Yeah.
And that's how time flies.
Is that crazy, Marty, for you to realize? I mean, you've been so busy doing great things with the foundation and the Burlesworth Trophy that it's been that long since he's passed.
That is, it's just amazing. Yeah, time flies. I mean, he passed when he was 22 years old. You know, so you think about it's been longer now than he'd actually lived.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just wild how time has passed so quickly.
The reason you're calling is because it's Burlesworth camp time. Give us the details, both Harrison, where you guys are from, and here in Little Rock. What's the dates? What's the info? Camp cost and all those kind of things.
Yeah, and Farmington. There's three camp dates.
Okay.
So, May 28th in Farmington. 29th in Harrison, and May 30th, War Memorial in Little Rock. Camps open to boys and girls ages 7 to 15. That will be coached by former and some active Razorback players. Camp is just $55. And for listeners out there, if you know of children, we do have some openings. We still have some openings. But if you know of children that cannot afford to attend, those kids are important to us, obviously, and just email us at info@burlesworth.org, and we will provide scholarships.
What's the age range, Marty?
7 to 15 is
the age. Okay.
And boys and girls.
This camp is a laid-back. This is not a if you had to describe what this camp is for the parents out there, how would you describe it, Marty? It's not an intense, drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's pretty intense when you're there, David. I mean, I'll say that. But they do get some, we've got real serious, I mean, we've got the scope of campers we don't have campers from many different states. This is a half day camp, 8:30 to 12:30. But we'll have people travel great distances to attend this half day camp, which is a tribute to all the Razorback players and Coach Tommy Tice that works the camps. But if you get a lot of good football, but you get a lot of good life lessons that I think is equally, if not more, important. We'll have all position specific drills and just general good football drills, but we cram a lot into 4 hours there, and we've got campers that come back year after year after year. So it's a great thing. It's a great reunion for these former Razorbacks, and they love having the current Razorbacks in there with them. So it's just a great time at football camp every year, and 26 years, never thought about that we'd be going this long, but never thought about stopping them either. So we're excited about it, and And we're looking forward to another great year of these football camps.
Well, Marty, great job as always. It's not easy to sustain, you know, the legacy of folks. You know, I've certainly been involved with one myself with the Brules Award in now year 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Roger, Justin, you have to agree. I mean, you start talking about the great names, you throw in Brulesworth and Broyles and, you know, others, you know, we need to sustain those legacies for our kids and grandkids, even though they, you know, might not know who those folks are. But those were the difference makers, the unique people. I mean, you're never going to meet, you know, you may find somebody to match it, but they won't go beyond what Brandon did. Brandon was different than Rudy. Rudy did not become an All-American. Rudy was played two plays in the last game of the year. But Brandon Brulesworth went from a walk-on to an All-American.
Oh, no, not taking away from that. I'm just talking about that one scene with the culture. Yeah, okay,
I'm just saying for those that don't know the story.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a great story of hard work.
Yeah, and I'll commend, and I know you guys will agree, Marty and his family for being responsible for continuing his legacy, yeah. and everybody in the state and even outside the state, knowing how great not only of a player he was, but maybe more importantly, or not maybe, more importantly, how great a person he was and how inspiring he was. That was during my you know,
right.
Youth as a teenager, and I was just a couple years younger than him, and what an inspiring story, and tragic and sad story, and I mean, just but you know, I'm a Christian, Marty, and he's a lot better off than we are right now, in my opinion.
No,
so,
no. Yeah, I agree, Justin. I agree. Yes, very well said.
Mm-hmm. Marty, you listen, you're the best. Website, again, for folks that want camp information, what's the best website? Is this the trophy website, foundation website?
No, go to the foundation website. It's in burlesworth.org, and football camp icon is right there on the homepage right now, so it's real easy to see. Brandonburg.org. Camp will be in Little Rock May 30th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 15 years old, and the camps generally fill up, so if you're listening, you're thinking about it. We don't do day of camp registration any longer, so you know, you've got to register online, but it's really easy. Brandonburg.org.
Awesome. Tell Vicky we said hello, Marty. We'll probably talk to you again before you have the camp. So
thanks, Marty.
Thanks for jumping on with us, man.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. See you, buddy.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
Good guy.
And still to this day, no one but kids have sat in that section. Is that right?
Still doing the Brulesworth kids. Yep. Yep.
Hey, did they endorse the movie Greater?
They did.
Okay, I got you.
The guy who did that, Justin, just FYI.
Because I thought it was a really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, which obviously I'm invested in it because it's a Razorback,
sure.
But I thought it was really good.
Yeah, the gentleman who was who did this, Brian Rindle, whose son actually was a pitcher for the Razorbacks a few years back, but he came to me and he actually the one who said, "Hey, can you help us start the award? We want to do the Walk On of the Year award." So
I was going to ask if you did the award.
Yeah, so I helped him do that.
So you did the Brulesworth, also.
I helped him get started. You know, the first
time. I didn't know that.
Yep. So. Because I had I'd done it about that time. I think the Brulesworth had been around 15 years. So that's why I got the role in the film. Because Brian was just appreciative of my help on that.
Gotcha. Okay.
No.
Makes
that's
sense.
That's not the only reason.
Hey, it's because that face and that hair, too.
Hold on, I got something here.
I travel a lot with Central Arkansas, and I travel as much as I can in the off season, which you're about to see. Get a good look at me, because you're going to think I'm on a milk carton soon. I'm going to be gone a lot.
I'll post it wanted.
As Jim Rome once said, I take a lot of vacation because I get a lot of vacation. But I go 6-8 months without taking one. And yet, the morning show, that's all they'll talk about for like 3 weeks, is how I go on vacation too much during the summer. But I don't really care what they think.
Multiple people have said it must be good to be Justin Acri on vacation all the time.
Yeah, well, check me for the 8-month grind that I'm not on vacation at all and bite my ass.
Okay, whoa!
My
gosh!
Whoa!
Wow!
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 That's the GM talking like that.
That's our Holy cow. GM.
He sounds a little sensitive about that, doesn't he?
You know, I guess if you say it, it must be.
We don't complain. We just observe. We all have a
DJ brought it up before.
Say it!
we didn't say it.
Yeah, well, I think that's what happened. He hired DJ and then he disappeared for
DJ goes,
where's my coach?
Hats off to his new producer, Moose.
Yes.
Guess what? Moose, this is what we call in drug rehab the honeymoon phrase. You'll come around.
See, the other thing, Justin, is that Roger and I have pretty much close to the same amount, not quite probably, maybe I do because I've been around this as long, is Justin. We have a lot of PTO, but Roger and I work instead of taking it, and that's our own decision.
We're stupid.
But, and Justin takes his, and which is fine. Which is the, but boy,
he doesn't like us talking about it. Both Justins. So I will say mine is not for leisure. Mine is for
another job.
I know the fans get or the listener. I always say fans because that's what in music you say listeners. I know they think I'm lazy, but I do have another job.
I was going to say, do you know
my primary job?
Do you know anybody else, a country music artist, who does a radio show? Do you know anybody else that's doing it?
No.
I mean, that's a unique deal, man.
I'm the only one. And I apologize. Today I showed up an hour and, 40 minutes late?
It happens.
That's not my intention. It's just, I've got another job.
We've been doing this five years now. I think everybody sort of this is how we roll. This is what we do. And by the way, number one in the last ratings book. Thank you very much.
That's right. Yeah.
First time in a while. Yeah, it's tough to beat those music stations, man. So I'm very grateful for everybody listening and.
When you got the wizard.
It's
not tough.
That's right. Speaking of music, Point at You. Is the song for the Justin Moore Finish the Lyric brought to you by Rainbow Restaurant?
Oh, so now you're giving the title.
Did I give you something different?
Yeah.
No, you've never given the title.
No, we do it all the time now.
No, until my last day. Till my last day.
Oh, now you do. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not on normally on Fridays.
Yeah,
what did I miss?
I'll tell you what
Tuesday, I think.
We're calling Till My Last Day.
Till My Last Day.
That's the song you need to Google.
So what it's turned into, Justin, is that it's turned into sort of like a singing contest. It's basically, let's see if you can carry a note.
Hey, how about this? I'll give $1,000.
Stop it.
No, I really will. I'll give $1,000 to the listener.
Let me go study real quick.
if the caller that calls in, we're going to have somebody call in, right? And try to finish the lyric.
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll give a grand if they know what type of song it was. My first time to put this type of song out. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense at all?
I have no idea what the answer would be.
I have no idea what the question was.
Yeah.
So do they have to? They have to finish the lyric and also answer that question.
No, I don't think they have to do both.
You don't need to do $1,000, Justin. That's too much.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to do it if they get it right.
Are you listening? You know what I just heard?
People are Googling.
I just heard you go, Doc Holliday.
I got a great idea.
How about a singing contest?
Listen, people are calling now.
It was the first of this type song that I ever released as a single.
So this has nothing to do with the two songs I mentioned.
Is the answer subjective, or is it a specific?
No, it's black and white. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. So we got a call already? Do you want to take a call?
Hold on.
Sure.
All right. Mike, what is Justin Moore talking about?
For $1,000.
And
that's take home, too. That's no taxes.
I just heard $1,000 and I called the number and I'm not sure what the question is.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, you
right. I like your style, man.
He ain't going to get it. He's not going to get
might.
It.
Let yeah, him
there's
just
no
say.
Way. There's no way. Go ahead.
He don't know what it is.
Let me
let you hear this.
The song that we're going to play, finish the lyric, is just the first type of song of its kind for Justin, right? Or the first type of
right. The first song that he's done in this genre.
I sent you guys a message with my guess, Justin. You can let me know if I'm right.
Yeah, Kate says, "Can I answer?" No, Kate, you can't.
Say I'm just a rough boy.
I just texted y'all, Christian.
I see it. Look at the phone. Look at the phone lines. All right, Mike. With that, that's the information. What's your guess? What?
So I've got to name what kind of genre or song.
What kind of song is it? That's right. That's the best way to describe it. What kind of song is it?
And is that it that just played?
That's it. That's right now, right, Raj?
He's never heard it.
I've got a bad name.
All right, 3 seconds, Mike, or you're out.
Mike's like never heard it.
Sounds like a what?
That's correct. It is a country song.
Yeah, so it's not genre. Yeah. It's not genre. That's right. And what type of song is this for Justin to say?
They're all country songs.
I've heard this song before. I've heard this.
Yeah, you got to go, Mike. We got too much time spent on you. Sorry.
Another Mike.
Mike, you got a guess for $1,000.
Yes. I believe it's the first song about his wife.
First song about his wife. Is that correct, Justin?
See, that's why I was asking you. You got to be specific.
For a G, that's not quite it.
Who's this?
Who is this?
Richard.
Richard, what's the answer?
It's closer than the first mic.
Sure.
I will say.
All right, Richard, what is it?
Back that thing up.
Hurry. Okay, I don't even understand what he's talking about.
Okay, what kind of song is this? It's the first kind of song that Justin ever had.
It's the first single that I put out that's this type of song.
This type of song.
And he says, back that thing up.
Who's this?
Cool.
Matt.
What type of song is this?
It's a cover song.
It's a what?
It's a cover song. That's a good guess, but that's
no. I wrote it.
I think you wrote it. The song is "Till My Last Day." That's the name of the song. "Till My Last Day." This was one of your number ones, right, Justin? Or was it? Is that one of your number ones?
It was.
Okay.
It was the first number one of this type of song.
Yeah, that's another hint. It was the first number one of this type of song. Phone lines are lighting up for $1,000 donated by Justin Moore. I guess he donated or give. John, what's the answer for $1,000?
Is it a ballad?
Is it a ballad, Justin?
You are.
No,
you
we
are
had that.
On,
we
now,
had that answer
now
before.
Now you are.
I think
on,
it was one of the mics.
You are on the right path.
It's not. It's actually not really a ballad.
It's not a ballad.
Listen, like it's
Jeff,
pretty.
What do you say,
like
Jeff?
Mid to up tempo.
Okay, Jeff, what's the answer for $1,000?
I'm gonna say traditional classic country.
No, it's not.
No, everything I've recorded is traditional classic country.
All right, let me.
Phone lines are lit up. All five lines.
I might be able to get out of this without paying a G.
No, you're not.
Right, before you answer,
got five people.
Who's this?
Phone lines are lit up.
Who's this?
Stacy.
Here's the deal. This song.
Okay, go ahead.
It describes or captures.
No, I Raj.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. We got plenty.
Don't give no.
Yeah. Here, Stacy.
Well, how many calls are we going to take?
No, we're going to get here right in 2 seconds.
I don't know. So 40 or 50 if we need to.
Stacy.
No, well, we're not going to do 40 or 50 without giving hints. We have to give
hints. Yes,
we are.
We're
going to get the answer. We're going to get the answer in a second.
You don't realize I'm running the deal.
So, Stacy.
Over here from Moore Mountain.
Is Stacy. Is this the Stacy I met last night? At Palestine Wheatley?
No.
Wow. I met a Stacy, no. A guy last night. I can't believe it's not the same one. What's your answer, Stacy?
I want that first base ump to call in because I'm going to whip his ass.
What's the answer, Stacy, for $1,000?
First love song?
Justin?
Boom.
That is it. $1,000. You did it. Wow. $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
What do I need to do?
I will get it to Baz and... He'll get it to you somehow.
Stacy, what do you do for a living? Where are you calling from?
I'm a logger. I'm calling from Sheridan.
Okay, he's a logger.
Now tell me something, boy.
Wow.
Are you rolling down there?
So, Stacy, correct?
Yeah, Stacy.
Yes.
Stacy's. Was that just a guess, or you knew that, or?
Well, I follow you, but. It was basically a guess.
All right. Hey, you did it, the process of elimination.
You nailed it, man.
Listen, now, right, you know what's getting ready to happen now, Justin?
Well, I know
Kate's getting ready. Kate's ready to walk. I'll walk upstairs to ring Justin's neck.
Kate's sent a message. Kelly Greer says love song. Amanda Simmons says love song. Oh, Kelly LeSang says ballad.
Awesome.
That's right.
I'm getting ready to wrap this off is what I'm getting ready
it
to
is.
Do.
It is a business expense. It is.
So no, I'm kidding. Stacy, you nailed it, buddy. That was it. Like,
congratulations.
My aunt, my wife was like, you need to put that out. And I go, I don't put love songs out. And
she called it.
Yeah.
How about that?
So,
all right. Yeah. Well, Stacy, well done, buddy. Well, Christian will get your information. $1,000 thanks to Justin Moore's generosity today.
Thank you, guys.
I think we're off the air, right? The buzz will cover that, right?
No, we're not. It's not.
No, it's just me. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Are you playing tonight in Texas, or is that
I'm
tomorrow
joking.
Night? Are you playing tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight, yeah.
Where are you playing at in Texas tonight? Do you know, have any idea?
Richardson, all right. Texas, the Wild Wood Flower or Wildflower Festival, or I don't know. It's like 8 miles from Dallas.
All right.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah, it's shorter trip.
9:30.
So here's the deal, Roger. We can either let's take the break now, early break. We'll come back and we'll play Finish the Lyric. Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Not giving away $1,000, but we'll give away a prize. We've already given the song. We just played it.
Till my last day.
And so you just got to, when Roger stops the music, you got to keep singing Justin's song.
Yeah, we've given $1,000 tickets away. What you'll get is two tickets to the Pulaski County Fair.
That's right. Not quite the same. But,
No.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, by the way, too.
And what about Qualsy? Are we passing out?
Yeah, we're good. We'll get him.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
SportsCenter.
Last night, Arkansas baseball lost Game 1 to Kentucky 4-3. The Razorbacks were limited to just 4 hits. After the game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked about the lackluster offense.
Harris didn't give up a hit, and they pulled him because he got to his pitch count and just didn't do much. I don't know. Disappointing night offensively, that's for sure.
Tonight, they'll face off again at 5:30. Game 3 will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Both games can be seen on SEC Network Plus and heard on The Buzz. Arkansas softball gets their regional started today at 4:30. They'll face Fordham. That game can be seen on ESPN Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 12-0 last night for their second straight win. They'll face off again tonight at 7:05. Coverage for that game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and breezy today. We'll have a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll get up to 87 with our partly cloudy sky. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of a sprinkle tonight, a low of 69, and a slight chance of showers for Saturday. Warm, breezy with a high of 86. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. It's Friday, and today's show will be just 1 hour leading up to Arkansas baseball. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Ben Saracen and Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. That'll take us right into the pregame show live from Lexington as the Hogs get set to take on Kentucky. See 4 o'clock on 103.7 The Buzz.
Cabot Outdoors has your Get Ready to Save Big during the Hustler Spring Sales event through May 31st. Save up to $350 off the Raptor Series and up to $550 off the Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at participating Hustler dealers. Hustlers engineered and tested for long-lasting performance designed to keep you mowing season after season. Visit CabotOutdoors.com. Shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today.
Offer valid 4/15/26 through 5/31/26 or while quantities last. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Courtney Valentine here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at rainbowrestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your projects. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles from Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway. Like the Tucson, loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucsons and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at ChrisCraneHyundai.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. We'll start it, you finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
He rubbed you, and rubbing sun is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car!
And rubbing sun is racing.
Damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent. There's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
What's up, NASCAR correspondent Steve Qualls?
Hey, my guys. I knew the answer to that question, and I really needed that $1,000. But
since I'm a part of the show now, I guess I didn't qualify.
Well, you know what? The other part of it is everybody that knows you since you've been a part of the show knows where that money needs to go back in, and that's try to recoup all the free shirts you
get. Man, wait for my accountant, Steve, when he sees that line item that says Roger Scott.
Dude, I know you had your meeting with him a couple of weeks ago, and it lasted a little longer than normal. What is this?
All right, so Quasi, you got to give us a preview. By the way, too, Till My Last Day is the finishing lyric. When we play the song here shortly, you just got to finish it. You just got to finish it. Easy peasy. Look it up, Google it, whatever. All right, Quasi, what did we got to know about last weekend and this weekend coming up in NASCAR?
Well, last weekend we had the two-time back-to-back winner, SVG Sean Van Gisbergen from New Zealand, which is a road course specialist I've been telling you guys about. He grew up driving road courses, so he was just a dominant force. And with like 18 laps left to go, he was 29 seconds behind. They changed their pit strategy through the race so we could catch up. With like 7 laps left, he catches Ty Gibbs, which had to slow down because they were trying to save fuel to finish the race. He ends up winning by 7.5 seconds, I think. Just an awesome race. His style of driving is so unique to NASCAR because he has this, what's it called, Dave or Roger? What's his foot technique called?
His foot technique?
Yep.
I don't know. Hey, Justin, you know
left foot? Okay.
Left foot.
I don't.
What is it?
It's called heel toe. Heel and toe. Where most drivers, like our standard drivers, our heel sits on the floor pan. His heel actually sits on the brake.
Okay.
And so he drives with his heel. Yeah, it sits on the brake and sits on the gas. So he pivots his foot that way. Huh. And it's a really unique driving, but it helps him gain advantage all over the course. And it also helps him utilize his clutch a little bit different to help his car set up to turn. So anyway, it's real different than what NASCAR guys do, and that's why some NASCAR guys struggle to keep up with him. It's because he has this technique. It's like a linebacker, David. It's like you know how to be a linebacker. He knows how to be a road course guy. Well, the NASCAR guys are like fullbacks. Well, they know how to play linebacker, but they're a better fullback, but they know how to play linebacker. And that's kind of his advantage over these guys during this kind of race. So, an awesome race, an awesome weekend. And so, Van Gisbergen, two-time winner at the Glen. So, that was an awesome weekend.
That's what we do on this show. We're heel-toe. We're heel-toe on this show.
That's
at Morning
right.
Mayhem.
Heel-toe, baby.
All right. So, next up, All-Star Race at Dover. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And this is a unique format. You don't go in and qualify like a normal race this weekend. The drivers have either got to have won a NASCAR race in the last two seasons. They got to be a previous All-Star winner. Former Cup Series champion, or they own a spot, which it's called through a fan vote, and the fan vote ends tonight. So there's going to be one driver that's not going to know they're going to be in the race until tomorrow. Huh. And that's when, like we talked last week about Bill Elliott and Chase Elliott, that's how they've got in this race before, is they were voted on by the fans. So it lets the fan base vote on their favorite driver that they want to race at the All-Star race. And this weekend's racing format is different. It's not a points race. It's all about the money. It's all about winning. They got three segments. It's a 350-lap race. And the thing that's cool about this race, at the end of the second segment, after 75 laps, they're going to invert the top finishers from segment one. So if you're a winner or in the front of the race at the end of the first segment, the third segment, you're going to be at the back. And so they want these guys to race their way back into the front. So it's an awesome race to watch.
Yeah, that sounds too complicated for me. Now, we're going to tease this. We had a chance to tell Justin. Justin, we're trying to – I think we've worked out something, trying to get to Atlanta – it's not called that anymore, Atlanta Motor Speedway, but trying to make that be our summer of adventure at NASCAR trip.
Yeah, that's a super speedway.
That's right? Super speedway, right?
Yeah.
So that's. I think you're in Indiana Saturday night. Of course, Sunday this race, the Quaker State 400. It runs at night. I don't know if you want to even fool
not,
that. Just
not this weekend.
No. It's in July.
No. Yeah, it's in July.
Yeah, it's in okay. July. But one of the guys that we found out just by chance is we know a driver that's going to be in the race. It's my dad's best friend down in Panama City. His son is Jake Finch, who's an up-and-coming 21-year-old. He's going to be driving in that NASCAR race, and guess what that means for us? We're going to be right there in pit, what do you call it? We're going to be the pit crew.
Pit row.
So anyway.
No, pit row. Yeah.
Pit crew, whatever. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Justin, I don't know if we can work it out for you, but it's going to be cool to know somebody that's driving and have access to that. So you did a little research on him and learned a little bit about him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great up-and-comer. He's a short track. I mean, he's very good on the short track. He's won like 5 races in a row. And this is how a lot of these drivers come up is like he's getting a chance to race for JR Motorsports. And JR Motorsports, which is Dale Earnhardt Jr., saw this kid, been following him. He's like, hey, I want to give you a chance at the next level. And so this kid's going to get his chance.
Is it JR or Junior?
On the big JR. Junior Motorsports owns the team, so he's going to race for Junior Motorsports. His name is Jake French.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see like Hosovar, Christopher Bell, all these young drivers. This is how they got their start. Is they raced their way in. Somebody saw them. They went, hey, let's take a chance on you. And this is the first chance for this kid. Maybe to be able to make it into, he's already raced some ARCA races, so, you know, the next step is you hope you get into trucks, get into O'Reilly, and then hopefully make it to the series.
All right, Steve Qualls, that was a fast-paced NASCAR segment. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, Novi.
Yes.
Get well, Robbie Moore. And thanks, guys, for all y'all do.
Boogity, boogity,
have
boogity.
Have a great weekend, Justin.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
All right, caller, hold on.
Let's go racing, boys!
All right, we come back. We're playing for the tickets. Got to finish the lyrics. Don't go away.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Hey, are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are 2 lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Everyone at U.S. Truck Accessories would like to extend their gratitude to the great customers that have supported them for 24 years. U.S. Truck wants to show you all how much you're appreciated. With family vacations on the horizon, U.S. Truck will install all bed covers purchased during the month of May at no additional cost. That's right, free installation on bed covers. Make your vacation better with a visit to U.S. Truck Accessories and save some of your hard-earned money. U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy or Conway. Work hard. Play hard.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. FanDuel is the number one clubhouse leader for betting major golf. Because right now, all FanDuel customers can get 25% profit boost every round of the second major. Boost your winnings through FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. FanDuel is in Arkansas and in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to download FanDuel and take your swing at boosted winnings. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right. Don't forget Razorbacks play at 4:30 today in softball against Fordham. That's at Bogle. Razorbacks play at 5:30 over in Kentucky. Boy, we're going to need to bounce back after yesterday. Boy, get four total hits yesterday. Bats went silent.
Yeah, 4-3.
Not good. Not good. Gotta need to win that. Gotta win that one today. Well, I mean, listen, they're gonna get in the NCAA playoff, but the regional.
Home. They gotta win the series.
Are you going to the game?
Listen, I'm not going to any game anymore.
Me, no.
He's talking about me. I'm not going to any game anymore of
then
anybody.
They have a chance.
I'm not going to Pond. I'm not going to the Razorback game. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just sit back and cheer from the sideline. I'm sorry, Ella. She was a poor thing. She was tearing up, and I was like, I felt so bad. I'm the curse.
Hey, she batted 1,000.
Yeah, she
in the state tournament. She's one for one.
She's a good looking athlete. Sure is. She's got a great future ahead. Next year's going to be great. Justin Akery joins us now. Justin, is today the day? Are you making an announcement? Did I hear that? Is that no? I don't know. I can't remember. I can't keep up with you.
Well, that's not your job, so you don't need to worry about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You got enough to worry about in here.
That is true.
You guys need to tune in today, 11:30 today.
Okay, so it is.
We got Stevie Wonder on the show.
Justin's excited.
It's going to be great.
What's happening?
Maybe a bad musician.
You're a poophead.
He's an hell of an interview. Hell of an interview.
We got a new segment that we're starting next week. It's called Justin Moore Gives Away $1,000.
How about that? You hear that?
No.
$1,000 for somebody to guess the type of song that
that's
we were
take home to.
I'd rather do a segment called You Won't Believe Who Justin Moore Thinks Sucks. That's a good segment. I'll tune in for that.
And if you get it right, you get $1,000.
Apparently,
I love you.
I may be on the list. I love you too, buddy.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Tom Murphy today, Red White Report, and Pigskin's in. We got Philip Martin in. Champs and Chumps, thanks to Washtenaw Bar and Grill, BKC Home Builders, and a whole lot more.
11:30 is your...
No, I really don't know.
Anybody out there needs a really good middle infielder as far as travel ball,
Arkansas does.
My daughter is available.
Got to go. 10 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.